Lesson 9.
Remember what Maria and Stephen said about his visit to the doctor's office.
Hello? Stephen, where have you been?
I've been at the doctor's office.
At the doctor's office? You're still there?
Yes, I've been here forever.
How long have you been there?
I've been here since 9 this morning.
I don't understand. You've been there for 3 hours.
You've been there for 3 hours, says Maria. It's hard for her to believe Stephen is telling the truth. Especially when he says,
Yes, I've been here forever.
Now listen to someone telling you something you think is hard to believe. Use the negative to show you don't believe that person. For example, you hear,
I've been here forever.
And you say,
Forever? You haven't been there forever.
Or you hear,
I've been at the doctor's office since 9.
And you say,
Since 9? You haven't been there since 9.
All right, let's begin.
I've been here forever.
Forever? You haven't been there forever.
I've been at the doctor's office since 9.
Since 9? You haven't been at the doctor's office since 9.
Stephen has lived in Stamford since 1922.
Since 1922? Stephen hasn't lived in Stamford since 1922.
Stephen's worked at WEFL for 37 years.
For 37 years? He hasn't worked at WEFL for 37 years.
Connie's earned $1 million since last year.
$1 million? Connie hasn't earned $1 million since last year.
I've answered every question correctly on this test.
Every question? You haven't answered every question correctly on this test.
Remember what Maria and Jake said about a missing script.
Wait, where's my script?
I handed the script to you this morning.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I handed you the script before this meeting.
Then where is it?
Look in your bag.
Oh, here it is.
Now listen and repeat.
I handed the script. I handed the script to you. I handed the script to you this morning. I handed the script to you this morning. I handed you. I handed you the script. I handed you the script before this meeting. I handed you the script before this meeting.
You know, you can say either, I handed the script to you, or I handed you the script. The meaning is the same. Now, when you hear a sentence like this,
I gave the book to you yesterday.
You say it the other way.
I gave you the book yesterday.
But if you hear a sentence like this,
I gave you the book yesterday.
You say,
I gave the book to you yesterday.
In other words, use the other word order to express the same idea that you hear. Okay, let's begin.
I gave the book to you yesterday.
I gave you the book yesterday.
I gave you the book yesterday.
I gave the book to you yesterday.
I handed him the newspaper yesterday.
I handed the newspaper to him yesterday.
I brought her the flowers yesterday.
I brought the flowers to her yesterday.
The waiter found a table for me yesterday.
The waiter found me a table yesterday.
He poured me a drink.
He poured a drink for me.
I left him a tip.
I left a tip for him.
Now it's time to answer a few questions about you. I'm going to ask you a question like, how long have you studied English? You tell me the answer, using for with a period of time. For example, how long have you studied English?
I've studied English for 9 months.
Or,
I've studied English for 2 years.
Of course, your answer may be different, because you're talking about your experience. Remember to use for with a period of time in your answer. Like, for 9 months, or for 2 years. All right? Let's begin. How long have you studied English? How long have you wanted to learn English? How long have you lived in your city? How long have you lived at your present address? How long have you spoken your own language? How long have you worked on this lesson? Good. Now let's do it again. But this time, answer using since plus a beginning time. For example, I say, how long have you studied English? This time you say,
I've studied English since September.
Or,
I've studied English since 1990.
Or,
I've studied English since I was 10 years old.
Remember to use since plus a beginning time in all of your answers. Okay, let's begin. How long have you studied English? How long have you wanted to learn English? How long have you lived in your city? How long have you lived at your present address? How long have you spoken your own language? How long have you worked on this lesson? Remember what Stephen said when he looked for his briefcase.
Where's my briefcase? Where is it?
Look in your office.
Oh, here it is, under my desk.
Now listen and repeat.
Where's my briefcase? Where's my briefcase? Where is it? Where is it? Oh, here it is. Oh, here it is. Where's my briefcase? Where is it? Oh, here it is.
Now, I'll mention one or more than one thing that you could lose. If I say script, you say,
where's my script? Where is it? Oh, here it is.
If I say keys, you say,
where are my keys? Where are they? Oh, here they are.
Ready? Let's begin. Script.
Where's my script? Where is it? Oh, here it is.
Keys.
Where are my keys? Where are they? Oh, here they are.
Sunglasses.
Where are my sunglasses? Where are they? Oh, here they are.
Letter from home.
Where's my letter from home? Where is it? Oh, here it is.
Watch.
Where's my watch? Where is it? Oh, here it is.
ID cards.
Where are my ID cards? Where are they? Oh, here they are.
And now you know that you need to take better care of your things. You're always losing them.
And this, Sam, is the end of Lesson 9.